How's everyone doing, man? Welcome back to another episode of The Bop Between Me and You, episode 142. 142, 143, don't worry, we're going to figure it out at the end. We're going to figure it out at the end. You've been here, you know, like, the title comes at the end. We've remembered the episode in the middle of the episode. I think it's 143. Oh, 143. Welcome to episode 143 of The Bop Between Me and You. How's everyone doing? Shout out to the Spotify listeners, the Anchor at gang. What's up? How's everyone doing, man? We here, man. I want to talk about some things, get some things off my chest, you know. So if you want to skip past, we're going to get into some shit, but. Might sound a little sad, gloomy, but just need to get this off my chest. What I've been going through lately, probably why I haven't been here as much. I have been on YouTube streaming 4 to 7 hours, but I get there too. I just want to talk about some things, help, maybe get some feedback after. But like, I won't stay on this all day, all long. You know, I haven't been here, so I'll probably talk for like forever and shit about what the fuck has been going on. Because, you know, your boy Bully is back and we here. We got to talk about some shit, but depression. Depression is something I just want to get into, touch a little bit on. Something that I've been feeling lately for a while now. I think I even spoke about this back in, like, February or March. Shit's real, man. Like, I really just not been feeling like, just like, I don't know, man, unhappy. Like, I've been doing things, I guess it's weird things that make me happy, that I'd be like, okay, let me just do this so I don't feel like this, you know. Let me play, like I said, let me play video games for like four to fucking 6-7 hours. Let me hang out with my son, talk to him, hang out with his little brother, you know, do some things. Let me open some Pokemon packs, you know. That's what, like, people say, like, yeah, smoke weed, hang out with friends and stuff. It's like, yeah, but it's like, one reason I've been feeling down, I could say this, you know, people gonna listen, they probably will. There's been plenty of times, I even told my coworkers, like, yeah, I leave my phone off for like a week or two just to see who hits me up or see like what's like, if anybody like notice or anything. Nothing, man. I make posts about like, yo, what's up? What are people doing tonight? See if somebody hits me up about going out. Nothing. And if anybody knows me, it's kind of sucks to say, but it's like, kind of sucks to say, but it's like, I'm not the type to hit, like, I like to hit people up and be like, yo, what are people doing tonight and stuff, what's going on? But it's like, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that person, you know. I want people to be like, yo, bro, what's up, man? I guess, and that's, so damn. And now it's like, people are like, oh, that was make you sad because people don't hit you up. And it's like, well, that's what I think to myself. It's like, oh, boy, so what, you're mad because people don't hit you up? You just sit home and just like, nobody talks to you? And it's like, damn, I guess. You know, it was that. And it's like, damn, that's just making me feel down and sad. And now, see, I don't know where I'm going. I'm just talking, ranting and stuff. Anybody can help me, you know. It's just that, like, yeah, this is what's been going through my head and stuff. It's just like, and this is why I always say, this is why I switched my major to like learn about psychology and what's the other one? Psychology. about like the human, like study like human behavior, like in that part of psychology, human behavior. Why do people act like a certain way? Why do people do, like, I don't know, just like shit like that. Okay. You go to college and figure out that, you'd be like, yo, I went to, but my degree is in human service, and it's like an independent study degree in human service and psychology degree, like, or independent study of psychology. I don't fucking know. Independent study degree with two fucking majors and shit, whatever. But like, to like, and then like, I said, like, I was like, I realized, oh shit, like, 2014, I realized, like, oh shit, I was depressed. Thought I might have helped fix it in like 2016, because like, I learning about the shit, and it's like, oh, okay, this I should, well, this is what I should do. 2017, crib burnt down, whatever. I feel like I'm still getting over that. I was just, I've been talking to myself lately and stuff, man. Even though I've been here doing like the little movie, like, yeah, like, watching movies, watching TV shows and stuff. I've been trying to watch TV shows that's like, all right, let me just watch TV show for me, for my happiness, so I won't have to come and like talk about it, you know. Even though I know they do good, and I've been watching some good. I just got done finished watching Resident Evil, you know. And that's another thing, like, I noticed, like, that's the one thing else I noticed about me is like, I've been like, when I'm like sad, when I've been sad and stuff, it's like, I've been watching, like, I've been playing zombies where I get to kill and shoot. I've been watching, like the movies, the type of movies I've been watching. It's like, yeah, kill. Like, yeah, somebody try to take it. Like, shoot. Like, I don't know. It's, like, weird. Like, I just been. It's just, I don't know. I just been realizing, oh shit, I'm depressed. Yeah, I don't know. I guess that's what it is. That's what I've been feeling lately. Like, yeah, that's what I wrote. That's what I've been going through lately, man. You know, I'm not, this is not like cry for help. This is not like, hey, start hitting me up, guys, more. Hey, if you listen to this, reach out more. Hey, nah, this ain't none of that, man. It's just something I have to get off my chest. Like, I'm okay. I'm all right. I know I made that post a couple days ago, but I'm fine, man. It's just, shit is real, man. I guess it's just ups and downs, comes and goes, you know. I guess it's life, maybe. But yeah, I'm just going to say, man, check on your friends. See what's up. See how's it going. Like, I'm so, like, my head, I'm like so fucked up in the head to the point where I started thinking like, oh shit, it's probably my time. Like how do we know what was going on in people's life before they died? Like, this is where shit gets weird for me. How do we know what was going on in people's life? Did somehow the outside world just stopped talking to them? We just got cut? Then, like, somehow family members started reaching out more and started saying, and just like, oh, snap. Like, oh, now I'm saying, hey, what's up to you? I haven't talked to you in like 7 years, like in like a conversation type shit. Like, you know, and we're like blood family. It's like, oh, this is good now and stuff. But then it's like, is that for a reason? In your last goodbyes, your hey, hi, it's like, that's, I was like, wait, hold on, what's going on with me? What's going on with me? Like, what's, like, I don't know, man. I don't know. And sometimes I think being alone helps, but it's like, I get around people, everybody else is like happy, I'm not really happy. I don't know why. Is it because I'm really alone? I'm not alone. I got friends. I got family. You know? I don't fucking know. I don't know. Hopefully things get better. I don't know. Okay, enough for me. Enough for me. I didn't want to stay here for too long, you know? But yeah, just reach out to... Yo, everybody just reach out to your... friends, family, check up on them. Yo, what's going on? What's good, man? And it was another thing, I guess, like, another thing. Like, yeah, you know, me, we just step up, man. Between me and you, nigga, we gonna keep it honest. It's my opinions, how I feel, whatever. Like, reached out to a few people, you know? And it's not even that. That's what I'm saying. It's not even. See, it's not even that, you know? They needed help with some few things, you know? But it was like, oh, fuck. Nobody reached back out and to even be like, no, maybe I can let you know. So now I got to deal with this on top of whatever I'm going through. It's like, fuck, man. Like, all right, is this it? Where is there? All right, you won. You got it. It's time. It's just how it goes and stuff. Is just like, who knows, man? Who knows? I'm good though now, man. You know, I'm feeling a little bit better, feeling happy. I'm chilling, relaxing. Nobody raps better than Molaskus. Who nobody slows it down better than.
Young Mo, nobody.
I try to tell ya, nobody. And they don't want it with a young Molly, a Mo. Okay, that was my rap. Okay, auto tune off now. That was actually pretty good. I'm gonna have to hit up. Yo, somebody gonna have to hit up Juice Green, tell him to sign me to the, what is it called? The No Record label. That was a good shit. The No Record label and shit. But yeah, man. Check up on your friends, check up on anybody. Just check up, make sure everybody's okay, everybody's doing well. What's going on? How's it been? What's up? What you doing? Shit like that, simple. I'm good though. But what is not? But yo, can we just, okay, let's, now can we just get into the shits? Can we get into the shits? All right, I gotta stop hitting my mic. That's one. Two, okay, I had to do my little homework on this little topic and stuff. The Will Smith apology, right? We're gonna talk about it, skip it, go right past it, just like that. So you're telling me 6 months later, Will Smith comes with an apology. But I did hear 6 months is like, okay, who was he talking to? Why? First of all, how is an apology and longer than a speech, bro? You just gave a speech. No, just give an apology. Yo, bro, my fault. I'm sorry. Boom, you said the right thing. I was like, I was on joy. You know, the shit that Resident Evil. Yo, what's been like? I wasn't thinking. I was like, remember I told you we was going to play in this or practice? Like I would have. I thought the whole thing was going to be fake. I thought they just. Me personally planned it and shit, but it's like, yo, first of all, you waited 6 months. But I did hear he did try to come to him with an apology and he didn't want it. I just need to know, how soon was that? Like the next day? Was, if that was the same day, I could understand. It's like, yo, no, bro, back the fuck up, yo, get out of my face for right now, bro, chill. But if it was like the next day, anyhow, it was anytime after that, like the next day, or like, even if you're telling me they was even seen together, I can't remember all the pieces and stuff. If they were seen together after at an after party around each other, and then he tried to apologize then, like, you didn't accept it. It's like, okay, well, as a man, and this is, I guess, me talking from like a black man. It's like, yeah, we should apologize, but it's like, yo, how, like, we, what, if you, yo, we try to apologize, bro. I tell, okay, boom, wait the vaccines, boom. What you want me to do? You want me to apologize in public? Is that what you want? Like, yo, come on, let's just. And if he wanted that, he could have made, like, I think Will should have did like a post. Maybe I'm wrong. He probably did. Tweet, Instagram post, like, yo, boom, I'm sorry to. I think he did. But I think he was saying that too. It's like, I think he was saying sorry to everybody else. So that's what I'm saying. So Chris Rock probably was like, nah, that wasn't for me. But he could have did something like that. Then like 6 months later, it's like, first of all, the dude didn't want your apology. I don't know how long after. So it's like, you're going to wait 6 months later. I definitely don't want your apology. You're going to wait 6 months. Like, it's not like it's me. One time I seen Will Smith, I did something. I'm so unfamous, I ain't never going to see them again. So, like, let me just do something. Nigga, you can hit Chris Rock like, yo, bro. Oh, you about to do that show? I bet. Yeah, I'm going to be there. Or, like, yeah, I'm going to pop. Like, come on. 6 months later? 6 months later? I know they're famous, and like, if this was a rapper, if this was rappers slapped each other and stuff, and it was like, shit would have popped off. Shit would have been popped off. Shit popped off faster than shit popped in Dirk's eyes. Yo, chill. You're going to get me shot out there, man. You're going to get me shot. Chill. I'm just fucking. I watched that video. I was like, wait, what happened? Like, I'm like, oh, Dirk is like he getting a fight and stuff. And then I, like, you know, I don't give a fuck what you, like, Twitter will find shit faster than Google, because Google will leave you down the rabbit hole. Google don't want you to find the shit. Why is this happening? Why is this happening? It would be like, this is not really happening. This is what they probably want, until you find, like, the real shit. Go to Twitter, bro. I'll tell you. I shouldn't say that, but, and this is not an ad. And I'm like, seen the video. As soon as I click Lil Durk, seen the video, searching the ad, it's like, he's walking. Oh, shit, nigga, popped him right in his eye. Pop, goes the weasel. Sue, get money. Yeah, nigga, Slick Rick. I wonder if this will happen to Slick Rick and shit, but now, back then I was talking about, though, Will saying sorry after 6 months, Chris Rock, and he, like Chris Rock said, I think he's not accepting that apology. He's all right about that. Like, what the fuck? Nigga, what? All this time, and now you did it 6 months later? Nah, I'm good. Enjoy your week. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your bald-headed wife. I like the little minion laugh. Like,
oh, that was kind of loud and stuff.
Just say Nas smack Kanye. Oh no, let's just say Kanye smacks. Cause Will and Chris Rock is like, yeah, let's just say that. Cause it would be Kanye. Let's just say Kanye smack Nas. That shit's getting solved less than 6 months. Period. I don't know, maybe not, but it's like, and Kanye's not saying sorry, so it's like, maybe it doesn't get solved. Maybe I'm wrong. I think I'm wrong now. maybe I'm wrong. All right, Chris Rock, we're sorry. All right, this how I would have went, bro. Because at first, like I said, I've been on this podcast saying, yo. Watch, they gonna come out and be like, yo, oh, we got y'all, blah, blah, this was a rollout, yo, we just did this, yeah, this is, you know, we just try to fool y'all, we got y'all and stuff, yeah, everything was fake, we fooled the whole world, it was, everything was planned, we made that and stuff. That's what I thought. I was rocking with, until now, because like I said, like, I don't remember him trying to apologize. It's a report saying that he apologized and then he didn't want it, but I think he made a statement, apologized to the Grammy and the whole world, shit like that. I guess that's not like, you know, a that shit. Like, you slap me, why you saying sorry to them? The fuck? The fuck?
But, yeah, move right along. I won't stay here for long and stuff. Don't want to stay here for long. I already bored you with the fucking depression shit. Let's move on to something great, something good. You know.
Let's talk about battle rap for a minute. Yeah.
I know y'all get bored when I talk about battle rap, but like, let's talk about a battle rap person, man. Let's talk about Hitman Holla, man. Hitman, man. Congratulations on everything you're doing, man. You got the trucking business and stuff.
Yo, son, I might, son, give me a couple years, man. If shit don't work out, man, I'm, bro, I drive a fucking truck. I don't care. But yo, Hitman Holla is putting together this TV show, Bags and Bodies, Baddies and Bitches. No, I'm just fucking with you. Baddies and the girls is gonna be in the house, bitches as in niggas and stuff. Chill. Don't come at me like that, yo. You know what I meant. But nah, 12 people in the house for 4 weeks, you know. Four rappers, 12 rappers, you know. I think this is gonna be like 4 to 3 women, the rest guys. Competing 4 weeks, different challenges to win $100,000 to be on TV. I think this is fucking great. I think this is a fucking amazing. I think this is amazing. Yo, fucking clap, huh? This is great. Yo, this is what's up. I'm about to try, like, you know, like, I think I could audition. You know, I could audition. But it's like, I know, like, I'm going to get smoked in rapping. I could write some shit, you know, but it's like, yo, like, I could see this being a success. But then, this is going to be slowing down battle rap. But we won't even get there yet. This is congrats to Hitman Holla in this and everybody involved. It looks like ARP is involved. Congratulations. Now I see why they saying like, oh, why Smack is kind of like hitting like, yeah, we probably should join forces and stuff. Yeah, I see why Smack is saying like, yeah, two black people should. Now I see why. Man, I ain't going. But yo, Hitman, you're probably not listening. If you're probably listening to this part and stuff, I got some names that I've written down that I think that should be in the house. I think B Magic should be in the house. I think Prestavia should be in the house. I think First Lady Flame should be in the house. I think Young Cannon should be in the house. If you want to get like a old head, somebody, yo, you know what, Mad Funny, put E Ness in the house. That would be hilarious. That would be, put E Ness in the house. Let me give you one more. I had a top legend. Damn, what's his name? Clean Paper. I don't know if he goes by Kitchen Clean. I'll put Clean. I would see if Loso would want to go in there. So you get like a church guy in there. I would put at least one of the church guys in there. Loso or like Elijah. I pick Elijah straight. Like, he's like one of the churches. But nah, I want somebody like more churchy though. So I think I would put like Loso. Cause Loso, yeah, I would put Loso. Like, he's more churchy. So we got Loso, Young Cannon, Lady Flames, Prestavia, Magic, Ines. If I was to say a vet, if you could put a vet and have him on TV, I would put Glue Easy in the house. Get that little fat white. You gotta put a country guy. Put in Swamp Glue Easy, and then my vet would be. So this is like 8 or whatever. My vet would be. I would see a Verb want to do it. I know Verb your man, so it would probably look a little way and stuff. But have Verb get out like the first competition. It would be kind of cool. But Yeah, I think I said Verb or something. Yeah, Verb. Yeah, I would say Verb. Yeah, Verb.
Yeah. Put chess in the house. That would be kind of funny. But yeah, that's my thing. Hit my hand. I was gonna say shake my hand. and I just gotta hit my chair card too, like, ooh, clean. Like it might be a PSA 9 and stuff. But yeah, see, like, I know I've been depressed, but I got the stuff to, you know, still gotta laugh and go get through things and stuff. I would have came up with my full list. Like a full list, but look at what I have, like 5 written down. And then I just named Inez. Maybe Averb as the vet. But I wouldn't have like too many vet. I wouldn't have too many top niggas. I would have like two, and that would be like Averb, and then like Swamp, Bonds or Av, one of them. So like it's one of them top niggas, and then like the rest could be like little guys and stuff, and you still got one more girl because I think it's 3 to 4. I don't know how many. I think I only named 2, so you still got 2 more. I wouldn't put Yoshi in the house. That's just me, because it's like, yo, like, it's like, yeah, cool. I bet you some guys probably would want her in the house because it's like, yeah, I'm about to try to get some of this shit. Like, yo, come on, bro. We about to be on TV. But it's like, if that's it, bro, it's like, go ahead. Cool. Great. Like, I'm like 70% sure she's going to be on it just because they're going to want that. Like I did talk about how I went to school for psychology, but my first thing that I went to school for was for media and how they run. Like, I know how to do like a TV news, the camera director, like production, and like, what do you want and how do you want it? Things like, that's why I fucking hate reality TV show. I talked about this 100 times. I fucking hate reality TV show because it's like, it's fake. It's like, nah, we want this, blah blah blah. Oh no, okay, boom, we're gonna show this. It's like, yo nigga, I ain't even did. And then like after like watching like Joe Budden like talk about it, it was like, I only watched before Joe Budden like got famous. Like, okay, I started watching Joe Budden podcast. Like, wait, I won't even say that. But like, I always been a Joe Budden music fan, and like whatever Joe Budden did, I support. Like, I remember when he was like, oh, they was like, oh, he's doing something on SoundCloud. I was like, oh shit, I had to search and be like, how the fuck do I figure out SoundCloud? How the fuck do I get SoundCloud and figure out like find him? Like, he's doing like this little, he's just talking and like talking about music and stuff. Like, oh, how did I find this? Like, I couldn't get it, so I couldn't like find it. I'll just always like support his music, the Rage, the album, the one with the castle on it and with the statue, like I don't know the name of that album, but The Different Love, that's my shit on that album. Yo, I can keep on going this stuff. Damn, what was I getting into? Oh yeah, reality TV show. Yeah, so basically, yeah, get back on topic. Yeah, after watching like him telling him like what he did on his last Love and Hip Hop, and then on his previous Love and Hip Hop, because I only watched because of Joe Budden. He's like, yeah, niggas, they made me do this. They cut this out. They made it seem like this. I'm like, yeah, I always knew that. And like, I hear people like, especially when you go watch like the reunions. That's the one thing I used to. Oh shit, I keep moving my mic. The reunions. You find out like, yo, oh, okay, I see what y'all do. I see. Sometimes they don't even let you know, like, that behind the scenes that you see on TV. Like, they sometimes, these niggas don't see that shit. That was crazy. I already know how reality TV shows go. If they gonna put Yoshi on it, you already know. But I'm 70% sure they probably gonna put her on it. Moving right along. Whoa. Oh, United States just proposed the best trade in the fucking... Nah, let me stop. What kind of... So, yo, Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan for the Merchant of Death. That's what I want. I want Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan back, and you get your Merchant of Death. Do y'all? I'm not. First of all, I just want people to, because I see all these headlines and stuff, and they're literally putting Brittany Griner as like the face, like, oh yeah, look, we're gonna give you the most dangerous guy, the killer, the creepy looking guy for Brittany Griner, who got caught with weed, and Paul Whelan, who's basically like, we're gonna keep it 100 here. This is the bot between me and you. A spy. The British Canadian, you know, like, he got passports. Like, this nigga, he could go to any country. Like, we want, like, now my conspiracies was, why do we want him? Like, are we gonna get him and use him for intel? Because we're not gonna lock him up. Or are we freeing him to bring him back over to get intel? Or are we gonna free him to lock him up? Because basically, like, y'all can read everything about this guy. If you don't watch the movies, if you don't read your books, if you don't do none of that, then if you listen to this, trust me, he's a spy. He got caught over there in Russia doing some stupid shit. Now he got sent for 18 years, 16 years, or whatever it is. He's already been sent for 4. Brittany Griner been sent for 4 months, and he's like, yo, what the fuck? Y'all about to free her? She gets sick. Let her do it 6 months and get the fuck out. I don't know if y'all know. You sit for 6 months, 8 months, you good, you boom, you free. Boom, you out. I've been trying to tell y'all this, man, for a while now. But I want to know what I'm trying to figure out. And I'm going to probably come back the next podcast, and probably after this trade is done, we're going to figure this out. We're definitely coming back to figure out this trade got done. So are we taking him, the spy, to get the information, or are we taking him to lock him up? Because Russia is not going to give him over if we're just taking him for the intel. If we're going to get him and use him for the intel, then fuck y'all over. Like, nah, Russia's not fucking doing that dumb shit. Nobody's doing that. That's like fucking Monopoly. It's like, no. No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not going to give you... I'm not going to give you the two railroads. I'm not going to give you the two railroads just so I can have one monopoly. And then now you got a railroad monopoly and you still got a monopoly or two. Nah. Sorry. But I hope the deal gets done. You know, we want to see our Black Queen come over. You know, prayers for everybody. Thoughts and prayers for... You know how it goes. You know how it goes. we were running long. Excuse me. Somebody hit the Mega Millions. Congrats. 1.3 billion. That's crazy. They're gonna make you invest that back into environmental shit. Cancer. You're not taking that home. And hopefully you're not from Chicago. I seen it just said Illinois. I thought I kept talking about the Resident Evil TV show. That's a great fucking TV show. I haven't talked about it. I haven't did like a little separate podcast for it. Didn't want to, you know. But the end, like, y'all, okay. The beginning of it, the first 3 episodes, I'm like, oh, yeah. I guess it's my fault because my dumbass watched 5 and 6 backwards when it was 8. Yeah, so I watched 5 and 6 backwards. So I watched 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, and 5 because I accidentally hit And, like, I couldn't really tell because they always go back and... Like, I literally couldn't fucking tell. And I couldn't tell because I've been away. I took, like, 3 to 4 days off to come back to watch, like... Oh, no. So, I watched 4 to 6. No, because I was on episode 4. So, I watched 4. I watched 4 and 6. I watched 4 and 6, then went to 5. Like, that shit That shit was. So I guess like I guess I can't complain about like how it was like. Like I guess like how in the middle was like kind of like weird and stuff because I actually like watched it backwards, so I guess that discounted everything. But my favorite episode was Parasite with Bert when we introduced to Bert, bro. That was the best. That was the best episode. That was the best episode. It was funny. It was like yeah get them. And then I started thinking around like seven, around like six. Too. It was like I had to catch myself during the episode 7, like, oh yeah, they're ahead of time. Cause I'm like, yo, all this Resident Evil shit happened mad fucking long ago. But then I realized, like, yo, so this Resident Evil TV show is based off if the world was still in the Resident Evil world, right? They're still in the Resident Evil world and it's still like happening in like 2036, 2040. Like picture Resident Evil still happening from 1998 all the way up until now and past. Like that's, and then once I got, I'm mad I didn't get that realization, whatever, until like the near the end of the fucking season, until like rather than the beginning, because I think I would have gave it a better grade. Like I gave it a 7.5 just because the way it ended. It's like, yeah, okay, we need another season, but it's like, yo, I'm not okay, let me know when it comes out. I'm not yeah, oh, hurry up, come out with it. Nah, it's all right, you come out with it, take your time. It's Resident Evil. I'm gonna say this, like, yeah, you see me, I'm not spoiling it for nobody. But the next season, the first two episodes better be like how she got pregnant. Okay, boom. I'm just saying this. Nope. If you haven't seen it, so you don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. How she got pregnant. How the bitch became a robot. What happened to Bert and her dad? Right? Do I have a little flashback? And then by the end of episode 3, season 2, you better be done with that flashback going back and forth and shit. I don't want none of that. From kid to like none of that shit. So from like in the middle of the damn near the end of episode 3 season 2, it better just be like just going forth. No flashbacks, bro. No flashbacks. You're killing the vibe. You're killing the vibe. Like I said, like I didn't even know I watched the episodes. I didn't even know until when I went to go click on. Oh, did I watch 4 and 5 backwards? Yeah, I think I watched 4 and 5 backwards. So then when I went, yeah, I watched 4 and 5, not 5 and 6 backwards. I watched 4 and 5 backwards. Yeah, because 6, yeah, I watched 4 and 5 backwards. So then when I went to go click on 5, I'm like, well, it took me literally like 7 minutes to be like, wait, hold on. Are they going back and forth again? Because like, what the fuck? I don't remember seeing this little tiny part because I was fixing a bowl of cereal and I was on my phone looking at this part, and it was like, yo, in the beginning, and it's like, wait, hold on, I think I'm watching the same episode. It took me like damn near like 5 minutes to be like, oh, so I'm watching the same episode. I just watched this episode, like, because I don't fucking know because of fucking flashbacks. So what I'm trying to say is Resident Evil creators, directors, whoever's doing this shit, yeah, season 2 episode 3, it better not be no more flashbacks. I'm good. Move right along, man. Move right along. No, none of that. Move right along. Oh, man. Oh, shit. We've been here. Oh, shit. Almost 40 minutes. All right. So let me just get into my. That was a long Resident Evil. Let me just get into my sports. Let's just talk about the sports shit. We get out of here and stuff. You know, we got, you know, Deshaun Watson. I see everybody talking, raving, like, oh, this guy got a year for betting. You can't gamble on your fucking team, you dumbass. You can't do that. You lucky he didn't get fucking Pete Rose. Like, what the fuck? Sexual allegations. These are allegations. Allegations. That's all I'm going to say. 6 games. I think that's a lot. I thought he was going to get half. So it's like, okay, good. He got 6 games. I'm not. I guess this is. I don't know why people say, oh, this celebrate. Oh, this is something. Nah, I think that's good. He got a year. He got a year in a quarter. Like, what the fuck? Like, I think that's good. With Kevin Durant, I'm going to say this. I'm going to stand with Skip Bayless on this. I'm going to stand with Skip Bayless. Kevin Durant and KD will play for the Brooklyn Nets next year. Maybe. Some games they won't, but they will play together. Jimmy Butler.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that sums it up right there. That sums it up there right there. Jimmy Butler. Yeah. Football's about to start back up soon. Let's fucking go. Let's fucking go. Let's go. Let's go. We're not mixing the game. Let's go, Mac. Let's go, Mac Daddy. Call him Mac Daddy, yo. Yo. You get to the playoffs this year, I'm getting a jersey. I'm just going to say, I'm a custom made 10 Mac Daddy. I used to wear a 10 in college. I used to wear a 10 in lacrosse. I had 8 and 10. When I got to varsity, I wore a 10. It wasn't like when I got to high school, I wore a 10 and modified shit like that. I wore an 8. I don't know. I can't remember. But I know I wore number 10 like in and out my year. But I know I didn't wear a 10 my whole year. I wanted to. I wanted number 12, but I think Hodnick had number 12 or whatever. We're already 40 minutes. Yeah, so Kevin Durant's not going nowhere. Jimmy Butler. Yo, that's his fault. That's his fault. He wanted to do that. Deshaun Watson, Baker Mayfield, and Sam Darnold. I didn't know they was like in the same draft class and stuff like that. Skip, like I said, I'm with you on the Kevin Durant, but just to let you know, bro, they're both a bust. They're both a bust. And let me give a huge shout out to Skip and Shannon, because I've been watching them during my like depression stage, helping me out in the morning, getting up, making sure I get up at 9:30 to start watching them and stuff. My man, Dr. Disrespect. Shout out to him. And like I said, me playing video games. Shout out to my son. No, I just been chilling, man. Just trying to stay calm and stuff. And shout out to everybody listening to the podcast. Like I said, man, check on your friends. Check on everybody. You just never know. I'm going to stop moving the mic next episode. Bulls about to go spaz out in episode. I got to move and boom like an episode. It's going to explode. Okay, I'm out of here, man. Shout out to the Spotify Anchor at Gang. You already know, man. It's Bull the Rapper, Young Bull the Snapper. Okay, we out, man, because y'all know I'm about to go here.